எனக்கு சார் சேர்க்கணும் அப்படின்ற வாங்கி அதில் அவாய்ட் பண்ணி தப்புறதுல அசோசியேஷன் He wanted to set an example for the scientific group that you should not take the association of a materialistic person for a woman, but one should be able to give association and transform that. Therefore, because most people cannot do that, like most people cannot handle electricity, they will get a shock. How many of you know how to put fuse? Some of them raise the hand down. Other people better not venture, otherwise we'll get a shock. So when a few devotee knows how to engage Maya in Krishna service, so those who are not very confident, they better keep distance. But those who are falsely confident also should keep distance. But those who are overconfident also should keep distance. Mostly it is better to keep distance. And the Garuda Purana has stated, Visheshaka, safety and protection in Krishna consciousness. But here is putting another bomb. If you are not merciful to those in inferior position, then our life is superficial. You have to give mercy, not our own mercy, the Paramara mercy. But give that mercy to those in an inferior position. At the same time, we should not get contaminated. Like when it's simply a kabaddi game. You have to put out and come back, otherwise you won't get any score. But there is a risk of being caught. Someone can catch your thighs and leg and lift you above the ground. And you can't come back. But if somebody says, better to not cross that particular line. Like that's the saying in English. The ships are very safe in the harbor. But that's not what they're meant for. Similarly, Brahmacharis are very safe in the temple. But that's not what they're supposed to be. Supposed to go out and reach out to China. The ships will be safe in the harbor because you can anchor them to the shore and everything will be safe. But the ship was supposed to carry some goods and go to the other side of the shore, is it not? So here it says, playing safe in spiritual life by not preaching to those in inferior position may appear very intelligent, but that does not give, he says that unless one shows mercy to those in inferior position, one's life will be superficial life. It's a practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement that those who are expanding their mercy by preaching the message of Krishna are making active spiritual progress. And their life is filled with transcendental bliss. There is one reason for this, how why they are making rapid spiritual progress and why their life is filled with transcendental bliss. In Los Angeles, there was a deputy president, Keshav Prabhu. He was probably the first one who distributed 20 volumes of Krishna book. And they distributed it in a petrol bunk, the first book. The devotees filled petrol in the car and getting the money to pay. But they had a couple of Krishna books which they carried. So they just showed him, sir, is it already to give you this? And they will accept them. And so they were like, stand your Mahabhi books can go like that. Then they started giving to people and accepting a donation. And very soon, this trend of selling bulky books came in America. And the first person who initiated was Keshav Prabhu in Los Angeles. So very soon, Prabhupada saw they were able to move out 70 to 80 books in a day, big books. Eventually, they distributed 20,000 Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books one of the years. So then Prabhupada called Keshav Prabhu as king of book distribution. Of course, if you tell a Vaishnava, you are king of the distribution, you may feel shy, but also pleased in the inside of the heart also. My special master is very pleased with me. He is appreciated. So the bliss comes from appreciation. And when one is recognized by Krishna and Guru, that's where the bliss lies. Actually, without the upward connection, there is no bliss. You will dry up. Just like Brahma in the Dana's creation performed the severe balances, isn't it? So after the balance was over, Lord Vishnu showed his lotus feet. You know, he showed the Pitambar, dhoti, and a jewel, and a belt, you know. Then the chest of the Lord with the Srimati Pindaram and the four bluish hands of the Lord. And Shakitara Kadabharma, the beautiful smiling face. So this itself is a gift to Brahma, the darshan itself, God said that. And then the Lord, not only the Lord smiled upon Brahma, and he took his hands and shook it in a mode of congratulation. So, if somebody is distributing books, and Guru and Krishna are pleased, then they will smile upon the disciple within the heart of the disciple. The disciple will become satisfied and pleased. And then one will also be recognized by the Lord and congratulated by the Lord. Thanked by the Lord. Lord says that Natsadas Maan Manushyeshu Priyakrattamaan Priyakrattara Priyakrattama. It's a superlative. Positive comparative superlative. So Lord is saying which one? The devotee is the devotee who is distributing books dear to God or dearer to the Lord or dearest to the Lord. That is saying, Prekrittam, most nearest to the Lord. So if you become nearest to the Lord, will you have any scarcity of anything? Will you have any anxiety or lamentation? Then Lord is constantly embracing you. He is always in your vision and in your presence and always right from you. Such a devotee becomes filled with bliss, filled with transcendent bliss. So, should you become recognized? Generally, Mayavadis say that you don't have to impress anybody, you don't have to be recognized by anybody. You just live in your own happiness, maybe in Himalayas or somewhere. But Vaishnavas don't say that. You have to be recognized. Where? By the society? Or by the number of viewership in the internet? Or by politicians? Or by highly educated doctrines? You have to be recognized by Krishna and Guru. In Nisha Krishna Prabhupada writes that one should endeavor to become recognized by Krishna. Actually, the desire to be recognized is not a struggle for impressing them, but the desire to be recognized by Guru and Krishna should come out in the form of the intense spirit of service and eagerness for their service. Because when we serve with an intense spirit, the very endeavor is glorified, even if you don't bring any numbers or success also. Then the devotee's heart, when God recognizes the devotee's heart becomes filled with transcendental bliss. You see, the Paramahamsa, but the Paramahamsa is not something that we can achieve by climbing up a ladder and capturing it or something. Actually, the Paramahamsa is a gift of the Lord. God says it to Brahma. Your faith in me, your ability to perform austerities for me, and the joy you ultimately receive in the path of Krishna consciousness, they are all actually my mercy upon you. So therefore, the higher taste we have to attain at any cost, but by showing more sincerity. So the sincere endeavors, the best endeavors for the devotee are very blessed to Lord. Lord fills the heart of the devotee with transcendental bliss. So, and then he says, those who neglect the quality of mercy, being uninterested in the missionary activities of the Krishna consciousness movement, are not filled with transcendental pleasure, as is said here by the Lord of Puriyati. See, ISKCON temple should have certain symptoms. Anywhere we go in the world, there should be regular harinams arranged. Therefore, I requested one of the London devotees who came here, Ramchandra, to give a talk to all of you. I interviewed him and he spoke to all of you on outside track. So that video is available. Many congregation wants to see. They can contact our video department, they will share the video is made. And if your youths also want to see, they can do it. So he was telling about the Soho Street temple. How they have three harinams in a day, and different groups of devotees go, And even an ice cold winter, they go up for distribution without any lethargy. See, Sri Gopal, in one of his lectures, mentions about constancy in devotional service. That is sometimes called as consistency. What is this constancy? What affects our constancy? Constancy is called as we understand. Sometimes we are like a, like a flower pot. With that flower pot, when you keep a fire, it just like that it comes and then next few moments it's gone. Similarly, we have our enthusiasm is a very short-lived enthusiasm. After we hear a lecture, or after we, like for example, Manchila Prabhupada was speaking about Urja Prada, which is Kartik Prada. So in Vrindavan, Prabhupada had made an announcement, I am coming to Vrindavan. Tell all the devotees to be present. And this year, Urja Prada, I want to perform in Vrindavan. Like the Prabhupada wrote in the letter. So as soon as Prabhupada gave Bhagavatam class, one devotee asked, what was the Urja Prada Prabhupada which is there? And Prabhupada said that this is Kartik Mas Prada, which is considered most important for Vaishnavas. And you will see Vrindavan all around everybody performs it. And the devotee asked Prabhupada, how do you perform Kartik Mas Prata, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, just chant 24 hours, Hare Krishna. Forget eating, forget sleeping. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada said. And the devotee asked that, Prabhupada, is that possible? And Prabhupada said, yes, this is what one should do. But if you tell you this is what you should do, people are asking, is that possible? And then Prabhupada was joking. Prabhupada said, you can see all around the Vrindavan, everybody is chanting 24 hours. So, Kartik Mas is Radharani's Mas. And December Mas is Maharishi's Mas, is Krishna's Mas. So, in Radharani's Mas, we put ourselves under the dust of Radharani's lotus feet and charge ourselves. Just like you put the mobile for charging. So we have to put our head in Radharani's lotus feet, in the Guru Parampara's lotus feet, and just absorb ourselves in chanting 24 hours a day. Why Prabhupada says reduce eating, reduce sleeping? Actually, if you reduce eating, you can chant powerfully. You will have this experience. I have personal experience on Ekadashi day. You just get a glass of soup and sit for chanting. Chanting is a bullet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you load your belly with a lot of energy, and sit to chant, and you go to sleep. That means eat less, sleep less, and powerfully chant the holy name. And you will attain mantra siddhi, Prabhupada says. Mantra siddhi means you have become a powerful chanter. That means chanting has become very natural for you, joyful for you. You look forward to chanting. You are thankful to the time allotted for chanting. And even chanting is open, you still want to chant more and more rounds. As soon as you are having some free time in the day, you want to take the feedback. Your hands are loose, sensing the feedback, there is no feedback. That is called mantra siddhi. So how many have gone on mantra siddhi? You have to do some mantra. So Prabhupada says, one will get mantra siddhi, like that, by reducing eating and sleeping and increasing chanting. So as soon as Prabhupada finished the lecture, all the devotees sat in temple hall and continuously chanted. Many of them forgot the prasad also. Because after one gives the lecture, there is a little hurts for tucking, applying. Similarly, Prabhupada found one time in one of the temples during his times, he heard that the devotees are rising very early in the morning, and going to the roof of the temple and chanting Hare Krishna, extra notes. Someone standing on one leg and chanting also. Prabhupada said, what happened? How is it? So, Prabhupada, this is the effect of your recently returned Dhruva Maharaj temples. Reading about Dhruva Maharaj devotee is not there in Maya. Similarly, so the November month is for charging ourselves, December month is for going out. November month is for Janma Sarathya Puri, December month is for Karapara Upaka. So, I was thinking, unfortunately, I heard this lecture by Paramahansa Yogananda Maharaj only recently, where Prabhupada, he quotes about Prabhupada Urja Vrata. So I was thinking that I have been too slack in Kartik Mas, just going to Yatra and just coming back. I could have taken Kartik Mas more seriously. But unfortunately, it's like leaving the elephant and catching the tail. I am at the end of Kartik Mas now. How much more time is left? 25 minutes left now, yeah. Anyway, I want to take my next year Kartik Mas more seriously. And take to more chanting and robots is reducing the animal value. Actually, we never can say we have learned anything. We are all learners. We go on learning to become better devotees. At the same time, in December month, we should give our full existence to Karmaramaka, because here he is doing, otherwise we will not be blessed, he's saying, isn't it? Those who neglect the quality of mercy, recently sent a video of Vijay Prabhu, some of you might have seen. Very beautiful, short clip, it's only 3-4 minutes, but you will be moved to tears. You see that. You can sing for 2-3 minutes, I will get it in there. Huh? You can sing for 2-3 minutes. My first ambition, Prabhupada said, is to completely transform all Americans into Vaishnavas. The entire America, you want it to become Vaishnavas. Very big ambition. To make one American devotee is also very difficult. But Prabhupada's ambition is meaningful because he already met thousands of Americans and devotees. So you can ask them to make the entire Prabhupada uses the word, I have the desire to make the entire population of America into Vaishnavas. That could be some differentiation in the Master Krishna. And his second ambition, Prabhupada said, then he wanted the American population to come out of America, travel all over the world and preach and make the whole world into consciousness. That was his second ambition. So in this way, a Vaishnava can have ambition. I was telling you about this constancy before the exam to ambition. See, the consistency or constancy is not observed many times. Even though a devotee may be emotional sometimes and get tears in the eyes thinking about Prabhupada, what Prabhupada did for us. Some people hear a lecture by somebody and once he was speaking, Sarvam Prabhu was speaking. Prabhupada had two heart attacks and he went to America. How much he supports? Some people are literally crying. They took the kerchief, actually, those days. But even after crying like that, do you think they take some books and go out and distribute books? They are asking what the prasad is they have to do. So you will see that emotional outburst is not enough. That emotional feeling for Prabhupada should be transformed into practical action. Practical action is more important than just the emotional feelings, you see. Therefore, somebody may even do that. They may go out to distribute Bhagavad Gita people. But there should be consistency. There should be constancy. And what affects our constancy is two things. One is the lethargy arising from ignorance. And another thing is undirected aggressive action, which arises from order passion. So these two things, where they come from, the undirected passionate action arises from whimsical behavior. Whimsical behavior means a person acts very enthusiastically but in the wrong direction. And lethargy arises from tamoguna, not of ignorance. If these two things can be curbed, one can show consistency. And consistency is only possible in order of goodness. The steadiness of consistency. Anything, whether you want to distribute books, whether you want to do. Some people, after hearing a lecture on Japashray, immediately they start chanting extra rounds in the early morning and everything, and that goes for a week and it goes to love after that. So we want consistency and constancy in reaching out spiritual exercise of the Krishna Prabhupada. There are devotees, in one of the lectures of Prabhupada, at the end of the lecture, they got up on their own and they vowed to Krishna Prabhupada, I promise that I dedicate my whole life to this situation. And somebody else thought up and said, Prabhupada, every single day in my life I will go for this situation.
So like that,
so they took vows, loudly another devotee is like all and applauded, and those two are still doing it. They are 70 plus or 80 plus. And they are still going every single day. You can see in Vrindavan, some of the old ladies, proper disciples, are reaching out spiritual research to the visitors. But some of them cannot even walk very nicely. They sit in book tables and they are reaching out books. So the constancy and consistency, keeping. Never. Sometimes the non-devotees glorify some karmis who had great determination and constancy. There was some Robert Bruce. He lost the battle. Seven times he lost the battle. And then he was lying in one cave. Completely due to despondency, due to hopelessness. Suddenly in the cave he saw a spider. The spider was going round and round, falling again. Again going up, again going round and round, making the spider's web. Seeing the endeavor, the constant endeavor of the spider, he got inspiration. Then he decided that he came out and he fought the battle and he emerged victorious. So that just quotes such stories that you know to strive, to seek, to find and not to yield. This is a poem by Ulysses. You have to struggle and never give up. never glorified the devil. Because you should know the difference between material endeavor or mundane endeavor and spiritual endeavor. There's a very big difference between the two. A devotee, when the devotee renders spiritual service, like participation, on the order of Krishna and Guru, his heart becomes filled with spiritual bliss, which is actually coming from the soul inside out. It's coming from inside the outside. Whereas when not devotee makes a medal achievement and is given some kind of, you know, shields and what do you call their cups? What the trophies. Trophies and shields and everything. That is outside him. He is pampered by the public and given name and glory. It first touches his ego. Then touches his intelligence and the mind and the senses. And the election he feels is very superficial and temporary, which will wear off over a period of time. Not only that, such people commit suicide when somebody gets better than them. So you want inside out pleasure or outside in pleasure? Inside out is in Krishna and Guru are pleased. When that heart is touched, they touch our heart. When our heart gets fulfillment, that comes from inside out. Then it permeates. Actually, when such a devotee does not feel egoistic, but rather the devotee feels very humble. How is it I am insignificant and God is using me as an instrument to do some miraculous things? This is not me. This is not possible for me. How is it possible? But Lord can do anything through anybody. The Lord appreciated even a squirrel for assisting and saving him. Like that the devotee feels. So inside out, have bliss we get actually makes the devotee humble, but makes other devotees become inspired by the devotee and do render more devotional service in their lives also. The Lord is also pleased. These are centers. Whereas the popularity in Ramchandra is simply superficial. So, Srila Patanjali Thakur compared these two by giving an analogy. He said the material success achieved by mentalist leading him to happiness is like licking the honey bottle from outside. He said, whereas the spiritual bliss devotee gets by entering devotional service to Guru and Krishna, that devotional service is like, he said, drinking honey, actual honey. It's very important that we consistently perform devotional service, even if you don't bring, even if you don't become a king of the situation, as Keshav Prabhu was called Keshav Prabhu. Prabhupada called another devotee as incarnation of the situation. Tripurani Maharaj. Prabhupada called him incarnation of the situation. Then this is Prabhupada glorified devotees in various ways. Actually, Prabhupada used to encourage devotees in various departments by using such names. Prabhupada called Jitranda Swami as Kichalananda. Even he was expert in cooking puffed chapatis. He was very, very expert. He taught many devotees also. So then Prabhupada called Gangamani Prabhu as Gangamani. Why Gangamani? Because he was money bringer. He got a lot of money to the society. So then Prabhupada called incarnation of persecution, king of persecution. Even though those people are very, very great, Prabhupada thanks in all, lots of meetings is not distributed. You will see the records. But now, it's much lesser compared to that at that time. There was so much of vigor and push. Therefore, one should not misunderstand the aggressive ambition of a Vaishnava. As long as the Vaishnava's desire is pure and it is sanctioned by Krishna, one should appreciate those ambitions. Proper hand with ambition. So I was telling you about consistency. I was telling you about ambition. I was telling you about one more word I said. What was it?
Everyone in this Krishna consciousness. This wise man in saffron crossed the waves. He risked his life just to save this place. He showed us the way through the darkness. Around every time we fell, let's just pause for a second. Let me think out loud. Said a mind without knowledge is a field of cloud. His books contain wisdom that they're fully divine. Every letter seeds to grow and save mankind in today's world. For the lost, greed, and hate, this field of knowledge is the only thing we wait. Every town and village and every heart and home.
We actually grow by giving. The more you give, the more you grow. This year, for the Prabhupada Marathon, we're gathering together all the givers of the world, all the devotees who want to give to the people of the world the greatest gift of Sri Prabhupada's books. One world team, all of us together on every part of the planet. Grow by giving.
You don't go out doing Harinam Sankirtan
How does sometimes you feel very shy to do Harinam? And you go out. When you are going out after 2 months of Harinam, you know, you are not able to lift the hand out. You are feeling shy to even lift the hand. But if somebody going Harinam every day, going out, you know, you don't feel very shy. There are so many people showing their nude bodies in posters without any shame. But she will be shameful for spreading the holy name. So, in fact, the people ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we are all wondering whether we should wear pant shirt and go out and distribute books, or should we have this dhoti kurta and green bag together. We are all wondering what you suggest. And then Prabhupada was walking with a stick. He showed one boy who was sitting in a gutter, just near the gutter, passing stool, showing his buttocks to the people. And Prabhupada said, even he doesn't change his standard. Why should he change? He doesn't feel any shame. This is his everyday standard. Same place he passes through. What is his idea? If anybody is feeling that what I am doing is bad, let them do that way something. Why should I change? Why should you feel fear? Bad, Bhakti, Buddha, chant and dance. Really, you ultimately are doing the right thing. That too on the honor of Lord Chaitanya. And the Prabhupada said. So, therefore, in the name of over purification, we should not become preoccupied in material life. So therefore he says here, Puryate, and then he says further, not being filled with spiritual pleasure, surely such persons attempt to fill their lives with material pleasure through sense gratification and mental speculation. You see, sense gratification is chased after by the karmis and mental speculation by the jnanis. Both these people are not oriented towards Krishna at all. Karmis want to enjoy their senses. Jnanis have realized that I cannot enjoy this world, they are frustrated. So they want to enjoy in Brahman, Brahma Jyoti. So both want to, they are centering around themselves only. He said, associating with Brahman or reading Nirmalokam by day long, newspaper, his magazine, and so on. According to Jitra Mahaprabhu, the preaching activity of the Krishna movement are Anandamri Vardhanam, overflooding, ever increasing version of bliss. See, in Australia, one magazine said that ISKCON is a recession-free movement, like that they published in the paper, during the recession times. And the reason they had written down was, whether the world is undergoing recession or not, ISKCON is always expanding. So they were saying, we don't know how. They said, like, Prabhupada and me were very happy. So Prabhupada used to say, double it. This year, whatever books are distributed next year, double it. Then again next year, double it. So ISKCON has been expanding. ISKCON is one of the youngest but very fastly growing movement across the globe. So as Mahaprabhu says that Ananda Ambudi, Vardhana means expansion, ever increasing ocean of bliss. And that happens with preaching activities, book distribution activities. If we don't do that, our movement will become very small. You see, after the Goswamis, subsequently, many Vaishnava devotees became Babajis, seeing that the people are very materialistic. Even some of us may be very tired to go for book distribution because people are not interested. That's one reason they say. But that is actually a falsehood because not all people are not interested. Some people are interested. We have the patience to find out those some gems who will take our books. So some people have lost the habit of going out. They feel even if time is available, they feel some lethargy to go out because the habit is not there. You have to cultivate the habit. So his grace Vaishnava used to say, take some books and hit the road you are selling. And then nobody asks, and then distribute books from whom? And he said, no need to distribute. Just hit the road and come back. He said, Prabhu, the goal of life is to distribute books. Prabhu says, when did I tell you to distribute books? He said, I'm telling you to take the books and hit the road, he said. Because if you do that, you will distribute books. But the problem is how to go from here out. Then it has a lethargy in that. So therefore he says that one should give up this bad habit of not going out. There was one statement they made some years ago. What is that statement? The statue of the morning. Not going out on marathon day and staying in the temple is injurious to spiritual health. So if you want the Anandamri Vardhanam to take place in your heart, then he says, take part in preaching activities. Missionary activities are based on the principle of daya, or mercy to those who are fallen. Those who are actively preaching become enlightened by associating with other preachers. This is a second principle called maitri. This principle is called maitri, or friendship among equals. The power to carry out such preaching activities, as well as the proper guidance of distributing Krishna's message, comes from the principle of prashtaya. See, when devotees go out and do this friendship, they have some story to share with their friends. Today, you know, we went and put a table there, so it's one fellow came and he already has a Bhagavad Gita, he wanted more books, he was glorifying the Prabhupada. So different people come and say different things. Like some of the book table, devotees came to one, Prabhupada came with a, you know, book table, you know. And he was asking, what are these books? He asked. I said, do Bhagavad Gita, and I was afraid, maybe you should not do something, you should not beat me up or something. But actually, I immediately took out some 300 rupees from his pocket and purchased two Bhagavad Gitas. And I was looking, wondering how will he carry it. I put in a carry bag and gave him the carry bag. Other devotee says, Prabhu, you are like Nityananda's father, I'm delivering Jagannath. Just the devotee encourage each other. By sharing their experiences. If you don't go out, what experience you will have? You will only ask me, Asabhi Kata. What was the subject? What was the sweet thing? Now, what else do you have to share? Tell me. We don't go out. Yeah. Some people talk about food, some people talk about motion. Whether motion happened or didn't happen. Who cares whether motion happened or not? So, if you are sitting within the four walls, you have nothing valuable to share. If you go out, see, I have practical experience, I can tell you, when I go out to preach in different places. One place I get some idea, when I go to another place, they ask a question exactly connected to this. Then I share that idea with them there. Because when you move around, you get so many realizations from people to learn from. Similarly, when you go out for group distribution, you have something thrilling to share, and devotees will encourage each other by that. That is maitri. Maitri means what? Encouraging one another, giving boost to one another, going out and distributing boost. And prashna means humble service at the advertisement of guru and spiritual authorities. Such as guru. And if one preaches, Krishna wants to be sincerely under the guidance of a bona fide guru, and in the company of fellow preachers, one is perfectly fulfilling this statement of this verse of Bhagavata. And thus he will come to the point of sarvottam manaso asangam, a complete detachment from the illusory energy of the Lord. So many devotees come and ask me, Prabhu, there are so many preachers coming to our temple and giving so many lectures. You know, I'm confused what to do in my life. Whether to follow this, whether to follow that. I'll simply tell them, see, Prabhupada, the founder, I said, all other preachers are supposed to be subordinate to Prabhupada. And the books, which are the basis for all our preaching, should be Prabhupada's books. If you agree to this principle, which is actually valid for our movement, then you will not have any ambiguity. Prabhupada is very openly glorified in Sankirtan. He glorified book distribution. He glorified prasadam distribution. He glorified preaching and cultivating solid devotees. I was reading SSR. In one chapter, Prabhupada talks about Guru. And then he says, Guru means he is always eager to increase the number of devotees for Krishna. He wants to preach the Krishna conscious message and cultivate people into devotees and increase the number of followers of Krishna. Like that he says. So therefore, that means we should not preach anything that will not just pamper the mind and senses of people and that will not make them into devotees. Because Prabhupada clearly says, Guru means you have to increase the number of devotees. Guru means one who makes the people chant the holy names of Krishna. Guru means one who makes the people study Bhagavad Gita and develop loving attachment to Krishna. If you are not doing this, we are not a guru. Maybe we can be somebody else. There are so many, what do you call it? Nowadays, self-styled gurus who are even committing suicide. There are two people till now I heard within the last 6 months. Self-styled gurus who are teaching so many things who even commit suicide because they were actually pampering the mind and senses of the people, which is condemned by Narada. Narada in his advice to Vedavyasa, he says that this simply agitates the mind, he says that in one of the verses. It titillates the mind for a while, it doesn't nourish the soul, he says. Neither the giver is satisfied, nor the receiver is satisfied. Whereas when you give Prabhupada's books, you are actually reaching to the soul. Even if he misunderstands you momentarily, eventually he will understand and be grateful to you over a bit of time. So we should give the mercy the way Srila Prabhupada gave. We know how to promote them as by seeing his videos, by hearing his radios, by reading his books. Things become very clear. Therefore, one should, the best way to dissociate from Maya is to go into the world of Maya and distribute Prabhupada books. By which we can dissociate ourselves from Maya. Because Maya will flee in all directions away from you when we are carrying the powerful weapon of Sri Prabhupada's books. Having chanted the holy name in the morning and carrying a bulletproof covering around yourself, Maya proof covering. So by the morning in sadhana, we get the strength to go out even in the world of Maya. And because our cause is a very sincere cause, we are carrying not only the super soul in our heart, we are carrying Sri Prabhupada in our heart. So for his pleasure, we are distributing, which he openly expressed several times. He said that your book distribution is giving me life, he said, whenever he heard the book's course. So therefore, a devotee should follow this. We are taking Shankar Acharya for Shrayam. We are going out and distributing books, which is Dayam. And we come back and tell the results to the devotees and share the realizations with the devotees, which is Maitri. So Dayam, Maitri, Prashrayam, Cha. By doing this, we are perfectly fulfilling Acharya Mahaprabhu's instructions. By becoming attached to the devotees of the Lord, one will achieve all perfection in life, going back home. Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada ki.